My utmost for his highest. November the 1st. Know ye not, ye are not your own. 1 Corinthians 6:19. There is no such thing as a private life, a world within the world. For a man or woman who is brought into fellowship with Jesus Christ's sufferings, God breaks up the private life of his saints and makes it a thoroughfare for the world on the one hand and for himself on the other. No human being can stand that unless he is identified with Jesus Christ. We are not sanctified for our own selves. We are called into the fellowship of the gospel, and things happen which have nothing to do with us. God is getting us into fellowship with himself. Let him have his way. If you do not, instead of being of the slightest use to God in his redemptive work in the world, you will be a hindrance and a clog. The first thing God does with us is to get us based on a rugged reality until we do not care what becomes of us individually, as long as he gets his way for the purpose of his redemption. Why shouldn't we go through heartbreak? Through those doorways, God is opening up ways of fellowship with his Son. Most of us fall and collapse at the first grip of pain. We sit down on the threshold of God's purpose and die away in self-pity. And all so-called Christian sympathy will aid us to our deathbed. But God will not. He comes with the grip of the pierced hand of his Son and says, "Enter into fellowship with me. Arise and shine." If through a broken heart, God can bring his purposes to pass in the world, then thank him for breaking your heart.